Hare Krishna. Beautiful autumn day. Autumn has certainly come to New Rajadam, and I'm making some pictures of the day. Devotees can see those. And on this autumn day, we're also very fortunate to be able to celebrate the appearance of both Jiva Goswami Prabhupada and Lord Vamandev. This morning, a little before day, the greeting, we were chanting japa. Then Lord Vamandev in his deity form made his appearance in the temple room and gave me cause to meditate upon his wonderful pastimes and the message that he gives. And particularly, I'm always very attracted to his beauty. Our Vasulif deity of Lord Vamandev is similar to the one in the Bhagavatam, where he's standing with an umbrella, looking down towards his right. And I'm always very attracted to his beautiful blonde hair. His complexion is golden. He has blonde hair. It's rare amongst Krishna's incarnations. Lord Kapila is another one, that the Lord is actually blonde. You know, in our Western society, blonde, especially for women, but even for men, is considered to be a real sign of beauty. Krishna's incarnations are usually with beautiful blackish hair. But Lord Vamandev is blonde, and his not only that, but he's also a dwarf, which means that he's small, but unlike dwarves whose bodily features tend to be disproportionate, especially as they grow older, Lord Vamandev's dwarf features, they're more like a child. That means that he's always in the form of a child. He stays the size of a child. And it's very, very beautiful. I really like Lord Vamandev's beautiful features. And, of course, Lord Vamandev's pastime of taking three steps to reclaim the universe for the demigods is very famous. But there are many teachings to be learned from this particular pastime, particularly in relationship to guru-disciple relationship and real extremes in that relationship. One is what happens, the bad things that happen if you neglect it, the good thing that happens if you devote yourself to the guru, and then ultimately the absolute good that comes when one disobeys a guru who directs us away from devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Bali Maharaj was in a demon family, descendant from the family of Prahlad Maharaj. And being very dutiful to Sukracharya, the spiritual master, guru of the demons became very, very powerful. Conversely, the demigods offended their guru, Brihaspati, and thus they became very weak. And in this way, Bali Maharaj was able to conquer the universe. So here is the general situation that's being taught to us, is that if we want to be successful materially or spiritually, we have to please our spiritual master. And if we displease him, yasya prasada nagati kutopi, then you're nowhere in sight. Everything is lost, all material things and spiritual things. So was the case with the demigods. They lost everything. And Bali Maharaj, he gained everything. And being in such a fortunate position, of course, his spiritual master, Sukacharya, he was also very materially happy because he was now the spiritual master of the universe. And so he became attached to that situation, so much so that his mentality became corrupted and became averse to the Lord. Bhagavatam describes how Bali Maharaj was holding a great sacrifice, and when he was holding that sacrifice, then Lord Vamandev, who had appeared, he came, he appeared in a Brahmin family, and he came asking for charity. And it's the duty of all people holding sacrifice to give in charity. It's part of the sacrifice itself, and especially to Brahmanas. So when Lord Vaman came, Vamandev came, then from afar Sukacharya could detect that this is not just some ordinary Brahmin or dwarf or boy. This is actually Lord Vishnu. And when Bali Maharaj, offered, sure, you can have 3 steps of land. Is that all you want? Don't you want anything else? Then Sukacharya asked him to take back his vow. He'd made a vow as Sankalpa, and now he's asking for it back. He says, no. He says, this is Vishnu, and he will cheat you, and he will take everything away. So don't give him that 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj was in the family of devotees, as I mentioned. He is related to Prahlad Maharaj. He is a devotee, although he's descendant from demons, but he is a Vaishnava. So he thought, why is my spiritual master telling me to take back my word just because the Lord wants to trick me? If Lord Vishnu is coming and wants to trick me, then I should surrender to him. What to speak of the fact that I've already given my word? I've already said, yes, whatever you want, you can have. Take your 3 steps of land. So to retract my word, not to surrender, is bad enough. But to, again, retract my word, no, he said, I won't do that. So Sukacharya became very upset with him that he had neglected. According to the Vedic injunction, Guru Avyapliptasya Karya Karya Majanata Utpata Pratipanasya Parityago Vithiyate. These are the conditions under which one reject one's spiritual master. So if you neglect the spiritual master when he's giving proper guidance, you lose everything. If you follow his instruction, you gain everything. But if you neglect him when he tells you to do the wrong thing, well, it appears like you've lost everything because Bali Maharaj lost the kingdom of the demigods. But then he was given a planet, Sutala, which was even more opulent than the domain that he had lived in before. And Lord Vamandev resided there as his doorkeeper. He was purchased by Bali Maharaj's love. So how much more fortunate can someone be than that? So this is Arkan's situation. Faith means that we have faith that if I just serve Krishna, all my needs will automatically be taken care of. And Vaishnavas need to have great conviction in that truth. Another lesson to be learned from here is that of donors. Many devotees are also donors. They give donations for spreading Krishna consciousness. Certainly it's the duty of hastas, and particularly those who are well off and doing business and so on, in order to make valuable the effort and the work that they're doing. So donating is the dharma, griha dharma. And Bali Maharaj shows us that we should not take into consideration gain or loss. There are devotees or people who think that, well, it's my duty to give because when I give, then I will get a good result. And that's true, and that's one type of giving. then there are another category of devotees who give because out of devotion. They think, yes, Krishna is so kind, he's given me so much, therefore at least I should reciprocate and give half of my income, or I should give 10% of my income, because ultimately it's only by the grace of the Lord that I'm here. And so it's a devotional mentality, but still not as good as the mood of Bali Maharaj, who thinks, I don't own anything, therefore what is it that I have to give? Everything, if this little boy is Vishnu himself, then he's the rightful owner of everything that I have. So if he wants everything, then by all means I should give to him. And that's what it really means to be a donor, someone who doesn't think that he is a donor, because he knows that Krishna is the owner, and he owns everything. I'm simply a vimedya, and I'm getting benefit in my spiritual life by being able to give back to the Lord that which is his. So another lesson to be learned. And then finally, it's the appearance of Jiva Goswami, the nephew of Rupa Sanatan, a very, very great personality whose particular contribution to Gaudiya Vaishnavism is that he formulated and compiled Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy and theology, which is extremely important because if the philosophy is not written down, then people have so many misunderstandings about what the absolute truth is, what is the original form of Godhead, what is the process of sadhan, devotional service, what is sadhya, what does perfection actually mean, going back home, back to Godhead, what are the pitfalls along the path. Although all of these things have certainly been abundantly spoken of in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, but if they're not written down, then the tendency is this knowledge becomes lost. So in order to keep from Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings from being lost, Jiva Goswami wrote them down in his Sandarbhas. So today, let us offer our respectful obeisances to Lord Vahandev and to Jiva Goswami Prabhupada. In that way, by remembering them, we make our day and our life fortunate. Hare Krishna.